Hello, and thanks for joining us for Soulpreneur Sessions. I'm your host, Yvette Luciano, helping you live your purpose, lift your platform, and leap into prosperity. If you want a career, business, and life that feels good on the inside, not just looks good on the outside, then you are in the right place. Welcome home. We are thrilled to have you here. Hi, and welcome to this first episode of a series of audio previews of my brand new Soulpreneurs book released with Hay House Worldwide. And you can get those links at yvetteluciano.com/books. or at soulpreneurs.com. Over the next few weeks, I'm sharing my personal favorite parts of the book right here in this audio excerpt format straight into your headphones. These will vary in length and topic, but all will give you the insider info and pep talks to really start living your purpose, lifting your platform, and leaping into prosperity. 5 years ago, when I coined the phrase soulpreneurs for an event series that I was producing, I did not know that it was the beginning of a whole new way of life, a movement, and a magical ride that I was stepping on. Or did I? Because deep down, I guess, you know, I did have a hunch, and how grateful I am that it's led me here. It's led me to you. I have met so many incredible healers, creatives, bookkeepers, guitarists, yoga teachers, writers, naturopaths during this time over these years who now proudly call themselves a soulpreneur. And it's incredible to think that 5 years from when I announced that event series is when the Soulpreneurs book is released. And you'll understand more about what I think about that and about soul contracts that you have with businesses and books and projects. When you do start to read the book, you'll hear more about that. But right now, I want to just check in with you about, do you want to be a soulpreneur? And what does all of this mean? How do you become a soulpreneur? Well, what if I told you that soulpreneur magic has been within you all along? That you don't become a soulpreneur, you were born one. She's been in there waiting for this moment, waiting for this message to land in your miracle working hands and ears, to begin one of the most intimate and significant relationships that you will ever have. The relationship between you and the soul of your business, your mission, your art, your music, your purpose. You do know that she has been there all along, right? You have felt something deep inside, haven't you? Something yearning to be unleashed, something urging you to become who you were born to be seen, to be heard, to be set free. So here it is, your time to say yes to your soul's calling, to say yes to the people in the world who need you to rise up, whether teaching yoga or playing music or writing books or hosting healing sessions. Let's unleash that something, that soulpreneur magic within you. Your angels are jumping for joy right now as you decide to truly live your purpose and lift that platform and leap into prosperity. And I am jumping with joy alongside them because I know exactly how it feels to make this decision, this devotion that you now have to becoming who you were born to be. Even though it may be appearing that you are starting your first official steps as a soulpreneur now, what you'll soon discover is that you've been taking soulpreneur steps all along your whole life, even if they felt like sideways or backward steps. Every moment in your career and life has been part of your soulpreneur journey. Every life experience, every dreary day job, every exciting promotion at work, every heartbreak, every success celebration,
every failed exam, every time you laughed so hard that you had to hold your belly, every night you cried on the cold, hard floor, every time you fell in love, every time you were told to stop being so sensitive, every scary doctor's appointment, every time that you felt good about helping a friend, every crazy music concert, every favorite book or film, all of these moments were stepping stones on the way to becoming the soulpreneur that you agreed to be before you were born. The laughs, the tears, the highs, the lows, and the lessons along the way all have meaning. All a part of this learning curve and path to who you are, who you most definitely are not, and why your soul chose this body, these circumstances, and this lifetime to do the work you are here to do. And so it begins. Let's light up your career and life so that you can illuminate the way for others in this world. It's time to make an abundant living doing what you love, and we can have fun doing this together. I'd love to share one of my favorite quotes with you from Joseph Campbell, who so wisely said, "Follow your bliss and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls." So what exactly is a soulpreneur? A soulpreneur is someone who chooses to take their soul's lead in their career or business. Someone who believes in a deeper meaning for their work and reason for being on this planet at this time. You are here because you are one of them. We were all born with a purpose, an agreement that our soul made before we were born, a soul contract. Everyone has a personal soul lesson and mission, perhaps to learn love, compassion, forgiveness, or resilience. And some, like you and I, are also here with this global mission, whether it be within your existing professional career or a new business you are guided to create or a book you are guided to write, an album you felt called to make, or perhaps it may be a philanthropic path where your soul is called inexplicably to rise up and speak up for charities or causes, to be a voice for the voiceless. My dream is to support you in clarity on your next steps, confidence to take action, and an understanding of how to stand up, be seen, be heard, and shine in your own unique way. Even as a sensitive soul, especially as a sensitive soul, we are seeing more and more soulpreneurs stepping up. The rise of the soulpreneur is happening. It's time. The digital age has created more opportunities for us to reach more souls than ever before. We've been blessed with this opportunity to radiate our love and our light to millions across the world in an instant. This digital world is moving at lightning speed. We must embrace it to grow our careers and communities while continuing to deepen our connection and honor our roots through traditional methods like books, art, events, and purposeful products. So who are we as soulpreneurs? Well, we are a global community of aspiring authors, artists, speakers, creatives, coaches, bloggers, musicians, healers, activists, and all sorts of lightworkers in various forms, from natural beauty businesses to soulful jewelry designers and professionals, from virtual assistants to lawyers and bookkeepers, from the creative or the healing arts to the culinary or martial arts. The vocation is completely irrelevant. The intention is everything. We are the ones leading with love. We are the ones leading with kindness. We lead by example. We are a diverse bunch with a common desire to come together to share our story, our message, our gifts, and to bring more love, more light, more connection and joy to the world without burning ourselves out. We want to start and grow profitable careers and businesses while diving deep into our soul calling, our work in the world, and our audience. we are ready to dissolve the outdated belief that we are not allowed to earn good money for healing or creative work. We give ourselves permission to desire and to receive prosperity. We believe that authenticity attracts abundance and that living our truth is the ticket to true happiness. We're about quality over quantity. We encourage collaboration instead of comparison and community instead of competition. We run our careers with integrity. We are devoted to a better world. Sometimes solopreneurs may shy away from the spotlight, resisting the stage or the digital space. Yet we need to remember this is not about us. It's about the people and the planet and the animals who need our work. It's our responsibility to get up, show up, and be the light. We have the advantage of deep sensitivity and empathy with those who need us. We feel their challenges, their highs, their lows, their emotions. We know what they need and want. We help. We always do our best. We do what we can. We look outside the box for answers. We work together to unlock and unleash the potential of our ideas. We are warm, nurturing, welcoming. We are all about creating a business, career, and life with flow, fun, and freedom. A business that feels good on the inside, not just looks good on the outside. Solopreneurs focus on spiritual and personal development as well as business and work. We nurture new friends as well as new industry connections, genuine connections. And we take all of this to the next level. As solopreneurs, we love to honor certain commitments to ourselves and each other, such as that we believe in community, that we are stronger together. We support and respect our fellow solopreneurs of all religions, race, gender, sexuality, or socioeconomic status. We embrace collaboration. We believe in working together for the greatest good because there is more than enough for all of us. There is no need for competition or comparison. We communicate kindly. We know that our contribution is always valued and appreciated. We are mindful and respectful with our words. We do our best always. We are honest with ourselves when it's time to rest and when it's time to rise. There is no need for burnout. We keep an open channel. We honor our body, our mind, our soul to keep our channel clear to receive guidance from our highest power. We honor our health over hustle. We are authentic. We are real with ourselves and others about who we are and what we contribute to the world. We are courageous. We are resilient. We are braver and stronger than we can possibly imagine. We celebrate the highs. We learn from the lows. And we are prepared to bounce back brighter than ever. We are responsible for our energy. We accept responsibility for the energy that we bring to our work, our community, and the world. We are the light because it's time to do things differently. And one of those things, I want to leave this last little message with you for today's audio preview of the Solopreneurs book, and that is that we love to redefine success. The old belief that bigger is better no longer applies. It is time to redefine success on our own terms. Outward success is not a guaranteed ticket to inner fulfillment. We have woken up to those highlight reels of social media, empty promises of happiness in climbing the corporate ladder, and the stress of pushing and hustling our way through the rat race. That's why solopreneurship is about creating a career and life that feels good on the inside, not just looks good on the outside, because we've decided that we would rather lead slow, steady, sustainable, and soulful lives, a perfect alchemy of patience and persistence, knowing that progress is progress, no matter how small the steps. Success for us is service to others, making a positive contribution, finding and following what lights us up and makes us feel alive. It's being a positive influence in the world around us. It's having a spiritual practice and honoring our self-care. It's entrepreneurship with heart and soul. So I hope that you will tune in to the following audio previews of the Soulpreneurs book and jump over to order yours now at yvetteluciano.com/books or soulpreneurs.com. See you in there. Thank you for your time and joining us here for Soulpreneur Sessions. Please remember to subscribe for updates and share this episode with your friends. Soulpreneur Sessions are created especially for you to live your highest purpose. So please let us know what future episodes, topics, or guests would be most helpful for you. Or if you do want more info right now about the Soulpreneur courses and coaching available to you, please visit soulpreneurs.com or email us at team@soulpreneurs.com. We love you. Have a beautiful day and we will catch you next time.